With everything going on, we need some really smart voices around here. That's what we're looking for. Pam Bondi, an American attorney, lobbyist, politician, Republican. You remember her because she served as the 37th Florida Attorney General from 2011 through 2019, the first woman elected to that office. A lot going on, whether it's Donald Trump's trials in New York and elsewhere or the war on college campuses around America. There's just so much to discuss. Pam, good to have you on the program again.
Hi, thanks, Steve. Great to be with you this morning.
So let's start with the revelation that pallets of documents were apparently sent August of 2021, pallets to Mar-a-Lago from the federal government, clearing out whatever was left of the Trump term in office there. Then a year later, they come and raid Mar-a-Lago, and lo and behold, wow, they found all these documents. Nobody knows where these documents were on these pallets for months. Nobody knows who had access to them. Pam, I'm sorry, but this just smells to high heaven. Like, how do we know those documents weren't salted with, you know, confidential, top secret, important documents just to make the former president the target of an investigation?
Well, Steve, I mean, so many of these investigations, he's a target. He's become a target in for political purposes. And that's why we call it lawfare. You know, the president had the right to have those documents. And then they completely ignore the fact that Joe Biden never had the right to take classified documents. He took them when he was a senator. He took them when he was vice president. And we all saw where they were, in his garage at his home. Truly unbelievable. A garage that wasn't secure. And a garage, by the way, that Hunter Biden was accessing anytime he wanted to. Yet they're targeting, like you said, targeting Donald Trump. And they're doing that on all these cases. I think it's a concerted effort, you know, throughout the country to get Donald Trump. But, I mean, I know him so well. He's one of the strongest human beings I know. And I think he's the only person that can take this incoming and be stronger for our country. You know, he says, and it's so true, they're not coming after me. They're coming after you. I'm standing in their way. And I think the American people are seeing it now more than ever.
I agree with that. I mean, look, he's campaigning Wednesdays and weekends. And today, Wednesday, he'll be in Wisconsin, 2 o'clock local time, then jumping on the Trump jet to come over to Michigan. I'll see him here at about 6 o'clock, just north of Saginaw. They've limited his campaigning to Wednesdays and weekends, and yet he is still widening his lead in places like Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and all the swing states, because people can see that who is in charge in the White House, if he's in charge at all, is a disaster. I mean, I don't know how else to put it, Pam.
Yeah, exactly. And Biden spends the majority of his time in Delaware. Most of the media won't even report that. He's not running the country. We really don't know who's running the country. And, you know, it makes sense. All these world leaders want to come. They want to come meet with Donald Trump, not Joe Biden. We wouldn't be in the predicament we're in this country and in this world if President Trump was in office. And that's why it's so important to put him back in office. Look, he has a record now, and Joe Biden has a record now. So I think it's crystal clear to Americans who needs to be in the White House. But, yeah, President Trump's going to be – I'm so excited. You get to see him today. I wish I was going to be in Michigan with him.
Yeah.
It's Freeland, Michigan, right?
It's Freeland, Michigan, just north of Saginaw County. It's a critical county. I mean, like most states that are swing states, there are critical areas that – people need to focus on. This is one of those places. And I give Donald Trump credit. It's the second time he's been here in a month. He was just here.
Yeah.
He's going to stay in Michigan because Michigan right now, he has the lead, as he does in all seven swing states, according to the latest polling. Again, it's a departure from where we were 4 years ago. It's a critical place that he has to win. I want to ask you about something else, though, that everybody's been watching. And that is this chaos on college campuses. Look, Joe Biden's weakness on the world stage created the opportunity for Ukraine and the Gaza terrorist attacks. And now the weakness on the home front has created all of this chaos on Columbia University, UCLA, the University of Michigan, all across this country. What do you make of all this?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a career prosecutor before I was attorney general, and I represent all the sheriffs in our country, too. Currently, and I can't believe that this is happening in our country. And the only one who's condemning it is Donald Trump, not Joe Biden. Joe Biden's hiding in his house in Delaware. And people see that, and it's going to spread to every college campus. I think this is a concerted effort. Steve, did you see these tents suddenly pop up all over the country, from New York to California, and they all looked just alike?
Well, there must have been a sale. There must have been a sale
right?
pipe.
Right? Overnight. And I'm sorry, when you are saying, I am Hamas, you are saying you are a terrorist, part of a terrorist group. That is not free speech in our country. When you're threatening Jewish students at our schools, that is not free speech.
Well, a lot of these are opportunists as far as opportunists when it comes to this sort of agitation, these revolutionaries. One statistic I saw from the University of Texas at Austin, 46 of the 77 people arrested were not students. They weren't even students at that university. They're just there as opportunists to create problems. And I wonder what the numbers are coming out of Columbia or UCLA, big riots there last night. Look, we're setting ourselves up for a summer worse than 2020 right now, I truly believe. What do you think?
Well, and Steve, take it a step further. I think you probably saw in the news, too, that the riot police having to come in and get them out of the halls, they broke windows. That's burglary. They went in there. They held custodians hostage. They wouldn't let them leave. That's kidnapping. Yeah, so the riot police had to come in and get them out of there. Look how dangerous it is for our police officers all over the country. They should be out there protecting the public. They should be out there fighting crime, yet they're having to spend their time on these universities because these presidents won't enforce at the universities. And, you know, I'm very proud if I could plug my university, the University of Florida. I don't know if you saw the statements from our president at University of Florida.
Not running a daycare.
Florida is not a daycare. This is very simple. They knew the rules. They broke the rules.
They will face
the consequences.
Pam Bondi, greatly appreciate you being here. Donald Trump will be in Michigan today, supported by people like Pam Bondi and others. Greatly appreciate you being here. America needs, we need an actual president, I would say. Pam, thank you for stopping in.
Tell the president I said hi later today.
Certainly will. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There you have it. Pam Bondi, everybody. Former Attorney General of the State of Florida, probably best known for that job and being a surrogate for Donald Trump. Where does she fit in the next administration?
Those burgers smell amazing.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of amazing, our barbecue is powered by natural gas.
Yes.
Because we're just two roommates in a commercial, letting everyone know Enbridge is working to reduce emissions by blending hydrogen and renewable natural gas into their network.
It's what we were created to do, Michael.
Deja, it's what we live for. And when this commercial ends,
we say,
Tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you with the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.